From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armored personnel carriers were seen outside the capital of Zimbabwe a day after the army commander threatened to step in and calm political tensions over the president's firing of his deputy. Andrew Palcheski reports as the ruling party accused the commander of treasonable conduct.
Mugabe fired Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa last week and accused him of plotting to take power. Mnangagwa, who enjoyed the backing of the military and was once seen as a potential successor to Mugabe, has fled the country and said he and his family have been threatened. Over 100 senior officials allegedly supporting him have been listed for disciplinary measures by a faction associated with Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, who now appears positioned to replace Mnangagwa and could succeed her husband as president. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has concluded his first trip to Asia. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has been traveling with the president and has more on a forthcoming announcement.
He has already said that when he gets back to Washington on Wednesday, there will be a major announcement at the White House. Wrapping this all up, focusing on the big trade accomplishments that he claims he's made here, some $300 billion in deals, and we'll see what specifics come out about that.
Another focus of the trip was to speak with world leaders about finding a way to end North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rejected accusations on Tuesday that he lied to lawmakers when he previously testified he knew of no contacts between Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian operatives last year. Follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.